We've now been on the train for about 3 hours, and unlike a good number of people in this restaurant, we actually got our full order. We got our mains and dessert. My main was the fish was okay, and the polenta was a bit cold. Mum had tikka masala, chicken tikka masala with polenta, and apparently hers was absolutely piping hot. And then our desserts were actually fine. So Mum's just gone up to pay and to get our... I gather we get some kind of complimentary drink from the bar, so as we're travelling first class. So she's gone to sort that out. Unfortunately, the lady and gentleman next to us, the lady got her fish at the same time as me, and 20 minutes later, the man still hadn't got his, and they, in the end, decided not to wait, but were dragged back unceremoniously to pay. But the waiters have a number more than once come down to find that people have left in despair at how long it's taking. People who've sat here for 45 minutes and not had an order taken. People who've, you know, waited an hour and then got food that's cold or whatever. And it's very, very poor. You know, although Mum and I have enjoyed the experience, it's been a bit fun. The service is shocking. Really shocking. Sort of comedic in its shambolicness, if shambolicness is a word. I mean, Mum suggested Fawlty Towers-esque. It's just bizarre how wrong they can get it. It seems, I mean, reading seat61.com, there was, you know, warning that the food wasn't haute cuisine, you know, it was microwave, but according to the people next to us, it used to at least be served on china. The service used to be a lot better. They would pay their bill in the morning, and it seems that they're cutting down on the service. It's served on polystyrene plates with plastic cutlery. The wine is served in plastic glasses. And, well, I don't know how much it's cost. Mum's going to tell me that in a moment, hopefully. Again, somebody hasn't shut that door. I'm going to go and do it, actually. I almost told non-existent Vance to stay. Right, there we go. For some reason... Oh, sorry. For some reason, the spring on that door doesn't work, so it stays pinned open. It might be what, sorry?
Hang on, let me sit down and explain. The free drink was either a glass of champagne or orange juice, so guess what I went
for? The champagne, naturally.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
The top off it, and then we'll try to get back.
The top off it?
Yeah, just so it's not...
Oh, I see.
Spill it otherwise.
Well, why don't we just drink it here?
All right,
then,
we'll stay here. Sorry? That's just romantic, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. That was
okay. Well, okay, so that was 20... Ish each. Sorry? Yeah, absolutely. We did. I don't begrudge that. It was quite fun to watch. No. Was the service on there?
No.
Okay. So 20 of that was the wine, anyway. 30, yeah. Well, that's all right. We pay that in betties or something. And the water. Yeah. Oh, that's all right. Mm. I was just telling Audioboo how fun it was. It's be having an in-depth conversation here. Yeah, and they got it pretty quickly, so. Well, cheers, Mum.
Cheers, darling.
We'll have to make the clink sound ourselves.
I think it's a matter of survival if we did have to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, if we get a free drink, we have to take a free drink. Yeah. Well, there's just no organisation in it, is it? You're sorry for the individual staff. It must be very frustrating working in this kind of atmosphere, and where they're getting complaints and they're firefighting the whole time, aren't they?
Yeah.